Thank you, Jane.
So Nancy and I are sitting looking at the ocean. We had parked our RV at one of our five favorite RV spots on the Pacific Ocean. We were there sitting in our chairs, reviewing some happenings, our planning for the future, and just looking at goals and what have you, and just talking with each other, pretending that we were in love, and just talking, and which incidentally, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. Thank you. Anyway, we were there that Sunday, and if you think you've heard this sermon before, you have, because you remember every one of my words, don't you? Exactly. What, over 3,000 sermons you've heard? More, probably more than that. And you all remember that in 1996, this sermon was delivered in July, July 14. You remember that. Of course you do. And you, thank you very much. And the only reason you're hearing it again with a lot of modifications is that on our web ministry, we have... I have 125 sermons on subjects like assurance and hope and trust and discouragement and faith, and we've just at random chose 25 to make available to people. And many people are asking for the sermon entitled Walking Through Hot Sands, the Hot Sands of Our Life. Well, we don't know how it happened, but after sending a number of the tapes out, the master got erased. And since it seems to be a popular sermon, I think I'm going to sit in the you and listen to it this morning. But we all walk through the hot sands of our life. So back to where I was with my wife. We were sitting there and it was very quiet. There was no breeze, only God's roar of the ocean. And the Bible says that the voice of God is as the power that's in the waves of an ocean. We were there, and all of a sudden coming into vision was this man who was carrying all kind of beach paraphernalia. I mean, everything you can think of he had. In fact, he really needed four hands, but he, as us, had only two. So he's walking with these two hands full of everything he's got, and then straggling behind him is this little girl, about 5 years of age. And he is saying, come on, come on, come on, come on. And she has just got to the hot sands, and she wouldn't come, and she froze right in the sand. So the distance gets wider between his daughter and himself. And he's saying, come on, come on. And so Nancy and I could see what was happening. So I walked up to the man, and I said, would you mind if I helped your daughter through the hot sand? And he said, well, certainly. So I got a little closer to her, and I said, come on, honey. And, nah, she's not going to go to a stranger. And I said, it's okay. You know, they all say that. It's okay, I'm a friend. Let me help you. And she would not let me help her until she got the nod from her father. And when she got the nod from the father, it was A-OK. So I picked her up, and I carried her from this position that she was in through all these hot sands. And I might add, I was barefooted. Nancy handles it much better than I do. But anyway, I was carrying her through the sands. And, you know, before I got to the father with the thank you, I could not help observing what, you know what I'm about to say, footprints in the sand. I was carrying her, and there was only one set. And so to review that poem, one night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Scenes from his life flashed across the sky, and he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life had flashed before him, he recalled that at the lowest and saddest times of his life, there was only one set of footprints. And so dismayed, he asked, Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you saw only one set of footprints, that was when I carried you. And you know, we need to thank God for that. For every one of you, I know. And those of you that I don't really know, I certainly can say with assurance that you are walking through some hot sands in your life. Some hot sands in your life. So I want you to see where we're going to go today. in the sands of our life. In Psalm 77:19, one of the scriptures we'll use is, "Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waves, waters, though your footprints were not seen." I want us to see the saint which you are, the situation which you're in, the sand of these experiences that we're going through, the solution, and then the Savior in it all. And to that end, let us bow and pray, may we? Father, since we belong to the human race, we will experience a lot of disasters. We will experience pain. We will experience heartache and suffering. There are going to be some hot times in our life. And I want to thank you in advance that you are going to be with us through these as you have been in the past. But may, as a result of our study this day in your word, we're going to see in a refreshing way that you are with us and you have not forgotten us. And to that end, we ask for the assurance in our inner man to get through these hot sands, these hot experiences, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis 28:15 says, you don't have to turn to it, I just want to touch base with that. Genesis 28, verse 15. It says, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go." I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. There are many scriptures like that in the Word of God, aren't they, that encourage us when we're walking through these hot sands, because we are saints. And one person said a saint is the stained glass window that the light shines through. And you've seen stained glass like we have here. The light shines through, and that's what a saint is. Well, we are saints because the light of God is shining through us, supposedly. And if we don't put the filters on our lives, then we are going to let people know that we indeed are the saints. So we are occupants as saints on this road. And I've heard this expression, life's a beach. Well, I'm not sure life is a beach, because beaches have sand, and sands get very, very hot sometimes. But thank God that as a saint, we can get some help. We need help, and that is why, in fact, you know, God is so cool. He looks down on the human race, and he sees us. We are pathetic people, and he knows that we need help. And so he says, well, they've got to get help. I'm God, and I can't really get there, so I'm going to send my representative, Jesus, my only son, who will represent me in its entirety, so that this person can help me. So in the fullness of time, God sends his son to we who do become, by faith in his son, the saint. Now the situation is, life throws us some curves. Life is not the way, I mean, this is not my ideal of life, when you stop and think about it, when you put your name at the top of the page and then you start atomizing the things that are occurring to you. This is really not the way you would want it to go. And we look at other people and we say, oh, look at that person. And if we're not careful, the situation changes, so we see somebody that's better than we are, and then we become, well, we spiral down and we get discouraged. You can always find somebody better than you are, and you always can find somebody that's worse off than you are. This is the situation that we are in. And so in this type of a situation, it seems like some would say, well, God has thrown pebbles in my way, like my path is not smooth. When you all remember when you were riding your first tricycle, I'm sure. And when you were riding the tricycle, you wanted smooth pavement. But the pavement was not always smooth. There was a rock or something, or maybe a piece of wood or a stone, and it would cause problems. Our life is so full of pebbles that we, in this situation, have got to be very careful how we handle these hot sands. Job 6:2-3 says, "My griefs are heavier than the sand, than the grains of sand." So I scoop up a handful of sand and I say, well, let me start. 1, 2, 3. And you can't do it, of course. Okay, Job says, "My griefs, our situation, are more than the grain of sand." And of course, I think that is quite a few. So we do have a situation that boils down to this. We have got problems. We've got hurts, and we're going to look at some of these in just a little bit. These are the experiences that I want to call sands. Now, I mentioned Nancy handles, she handles everything better than I do. We can go in the ocean, and I just get in and become a human icicle, and she just can walk right in. She can she handles sand better, hot sand better than I do. I have to have, thongs, and she can handle it better. Well, people handle their situations better in these hot sands. So what I want to do is to tell you that in Deuteronomy 33:19 says there are treasures in the snow, sand. Well, believe it or not, there's also a scripture that says there's treasures in the snow. But today it would not be very appropriate to say that. So there are treasures in the sand. So I'm saying, okay, God, I'm going to take you at your word. It says that there's going to be treasures in these sands that come into my life. Now, all of you know that if you have a grain of sand and you put it in the mouth of an oyster, what's going to happen? The oyster's not going to like it. And it'll try to spit it out, you know, and get rid of it. But he can't. And the more it tries, the more the milky substance appears. And before you know it, what has developed? This beautiful pearl. So what I'm suggesting to you is that God has allowed, he has not caused or sent, but he has allowed these hot sands in your life so that you can make something out of them. You can make a pearl out of them. And some of you are saying, yeah, you know, sure. If he only knew what I was going through. But trust me on this. So these hot experiences. And I've sort of narrowed it down with an acrostic with the sand, S-A-N-D, with the first S standing for sickness. Now, we all know, as certainly from the prayer request this morning, that there are a lot of people who are going through sickness. And it, to me, would be it would be labeled as a hot sand, would it not? It's a hot sand. So for people who are going through sicknesses, I turn to Psalm 139, verse 17. Psalm 139, verse 17. And I'm really happy to know that people like Job, for example, he certainly was walking on some hot sand, and it was his great sickness. But in it all, the scripture says that in Psalm 139:17-18, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber what? The grains of sand. So I meditate upon that scripture a little bit. How precious God to me, not to you, not to any of you, but how precious to me, as I read this to me, are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them, and if I were to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. So if God is thinking about me as much as the number of grains of the sand on the sea, that does help me. It does help me. But yet at the same time, it does not release me from the hot sands. My feet are still burning. I've got a hot foot. Have you ever given anybody a hot foot? Well, I was given a hot foot once, and I have given a hot foot as I have received a hot foot. It's not pleasant. You know, it's hot and you wake up, or wherever you are. These experiences that we are in are like giving us a hot foot. And God is asking us, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go to get out of them? And we're going to see in just a little bit that the answer is to the Lord. But while we are having those, God is saying, I'm thinking of you. In fact, there is a verse in the Psalms that says that the God is thinking about you right now. And I've written that to many people around the world when they were telling me about their hot sands of experiences, that God is thinking about you right now. Now, I don't know about you, but that really encourages me to think that God Almighty is thinking about me. I mean, why me? You think about Nancy. Or you think about you. But me. People, God is thinking about you. It's not like building a ship and letting it just go out once and for all. He is with us. He is with us. And when we are in sickness, God is with us. And Job is just one man that we can pull up that certainly was going through some hot sand. So if you're not sick now, that's great. If you're going through a sickness of some kind in your body, bear in mind that we're going to find out in just a little bit how we can get some relief from the temperature of the hot sand of sickness. But the A, the S-A, the A stands for adversity and afflictions, and the first guy that came to my mind was myself. The first guy thing that came to my mind was Joseph. I put headaches here for 20 years. I filled out a report the other day to a doctor. Now that I've gotten into my upper years, I qualify for Medi-Cal and so Medicare, and so I filled out this form for the doctor, and I was listing my ailments, my afflictions, if you please, my adversities, and so I listed headaches. And then the next thing, Nancy was filling it out because I shake too much. The next thing, Nancy said, how long have you had these? And so I put down 20 years, and it sounded so funny at the time that how long have you had it? Well, I've had it 20 years. You're going to a doctor. But to me, this is an affliction. To Joseph, it was affliction, and I'm sure he must have gotten a headache over this. And you know the story. I don't have to go into detail. But I do want you to see that the bottom line was simply this. Satan meant it for, but God made it right. So in all of the afflictions, bear in mind that God is going to bless you and he's going to help you. And in 1 Kings 4:29, it says that God is going to give you wisdom as the grains of sand on the seashore. And that also encourages me in times of affliction. Joseph's experiences, and we need to see that in these adversities or afflictions, we need to see in them and through them to what is going to be the great result, which will be a treasure. Certainly Joseph said, this is not good. I do not like it. But the end result turned out to be great because God blessed many, many people through him. So the hot sand of adversities and afflictions that you're going through right now, and if you would be honest, and if we took the time, because we certainly have the time, but if we took the time, and if you were honest, every one of you could stand up and say, this is not right in my life. This is not good. It's not the way I really want it. And it would be labeled as an affliction, certainly an adversity. So we've got these hot sands of sickness. We've got the adversities and afflictions. And then the end, I scratched my brain to come up with what could end stand for, and I came up with a nuisance. There are nuisances in our life that are certainly hot, and they are certainly not very pleasant to us. But they are the hot sands that people are going through. And so I found out that a nuisance was any annoying or unpleasant or obnoxious thing. It could be a person too. A nuisance, any annoying, unpleasant, or obnoxious thing. When I think of nuisances, I think of something happening to me that becomes a nuisance. And that's pretty hot. And that's hot sands that we walk on. And so we've got to see ourselves through the nuisances. And in my notes, I put down one of my greatest nuisances a few years ago was when we had a renter in a house, and she sued me because the flood waters came on the creek in the back, and the water came into the house. And the reason she sued me was that the insurance man said that it says right here, showing her that storms are an act of God. And since I represent God, she sued me. She took me to court. She did not win. She did not win, no. But it's interesting. Let me say this, though. We do have the time to tell you this. I had a sermon once, and I still have it. In fact, it's available to people. It's called Playing on the Black and White Keys. And it was that we have to live on the black and the white experiences. And we showed you on the keyboard they're black and white keys. And if you played only on the whites, you get more if you use the blacks, too. So you get more out of it that way. So playing on the black and white keys. And in the introduction to that sermon, I was going to mention this lady by name. Her name was in my notes. And I called her a black key. And would you believe that on that particular Sunday, she motored up to King City, and she picketed the church with her son, with the children we're holding, pastor unfair, help a homeless mother and children. But the interesting thing was her name was on the pulpit for me to state, and of course, being the kind gentleman that I am, I did not dare say it. But it was certainly ironic that she would be here on that particular day. And she was a hot sand. She was a nuisance. She was a nuisance. So you may not have it that great, but there are nuisances in your life. situations and things that are not pleasant. They're hot. They're hot potatoes. And what you need to do is to see in just a little bit how we can get through these. So we got the S. What did the S stand for? The sickness. The A for adversities or afflictions. The N for the nuisance. And then the next D stands for danger. There are dangers. Now, we don't make dangers, and we don't make nuisances. But sometimes these dangers come, and we find ourselves we're in danger. Don't raise your hand, but just think. Remember that time that you actually were in danger? You were by yourself. You were to somebody. You went someplace. There was something that happened. I mean, the list goes on and on. I can think of a lot of things to tell you, but you think of your own danger, these dangers that you were exposed to. It's like walking on the beach, and one day I noticed a broken bottle. That's danger, and I'm barefooted. There are dangerous sands that we do walk upon. And I think of Joshua. Joshua was certainly a person who had all kind of dangers. And with him, I look at Psalm 91, verse 12. Psalm 91, verse 12. And it says, regarding the angels that God is commanding all around us to guard us in all of our ways, they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. So when you're walking along the beach, you could easily, like, you know, stub your toe upon a stone. In light sands, we are going to find ourselves striking against a stone, but God is going to lift us up by the angels that he has. Praise God for that. These are dangers that we come in contact with. In Joshua's case, he was certainly deceived by the Gibeonites, and the danger was right there, but God saw them through. Then the last S stands for the storms, and I guess we all have storms in our life. And when we go through these storms, Psalm 17, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8, are words that we have our inner man latching on to. Psalm 17, verse 5 following. We're talking about walking through these hot sands of experiences of our life. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, you who save by your right hand and those who take refuge in you from their foe. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. So in the storms, God has said, I am there to hold you and protect you and to bless you. So these are names that I give to the hot sand, the experiences, the sickness, the adversities, the nuisances, the dangers, and the storms. And in each one of those, there's subtitles. But the thing is, these are the sands. And so you say, well, you haven't told me anything new at all. You've just activated within me what I've already known, that life is not as I want it to be. So what are you going to do about it? Well, this comes to the solution. When you are sick, when you are afflicted, when you have the nuisances, when you are in danger, and when you are in storms, there are four things that I see people can do. The first thing is sometimes you can pull yourself out. That's just obvious, cause and effect. Reap what you sow. You can pull yourself out. Secondly, sometimes you are caught, and you're just going nowhere. You're just caught right there, and there's nothing you can do. The third thing is sometimes people get caved in. They just completely resort to whatever. They just spiral down, 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 and they're just there. But sometimes you can call. You can call for help. Actually, that should be the first thing, to call for help. Call for help. Call for help. When I've been in situations where I couldn't get out, I've called for help. When I was caught in my seatbelt in the RV and I couldn't get out, I called for help. There was nobody around. I blew my horn. I was serious. I meant business. I want help. And I think that when we're caught standing in the hot sands, we need to call out And you know what? If you call out, he's going to answer you. He's going to hear you. And if we all called out at the same time around the world, we're talking God now. God listens to each person. And on the sandy beach, when the lifeguard is there watching, in fact, one person asked the lifeguard, how is it that you can sit there and you can observe, say, 1,000 people? How do you know when they're in help? I mean, just listen. All the clamor and the noise that was going up. And the lifeguard said, well, it's very simple. When somebody cries for help, I hear, I hear, I hear. When we cry for help, God hears. Because his ear has no wax in it. His ear, in fact, it says that his ear is not shortened, that it cannot hear. He hears you. Beloved, he hears you when you're in these situations. And that's where the Savior comes in. Psalm 139:18 again. God says that he's going to observe us and listen to us, and his thoughts are precious. And were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. And that's the bottom line, people. That's the Savior. More than the grains of sand are the precious thoughts of God to you right now, even in this bad situation. And that's the beauty of it all. You can say, well, he's thinking of me when everything is going roses. But when we're in the pits, God says, I am thinking about you. And the thing is that when Nancy and I have gone through some very, very rough storms, and there have been some nuisances, and there have been some afflictions, and there have been all the things we've mentioned. The thing that has gotten us through it was that God is listening, and God is going to bless us. And so when you go through the situations and you call out for help, you know, you may not get the help that you wanted as you wanted it when you prayed for it. And we've told so many people, you know, this is a rough situation that you're in. It's hot. We're praying for you. And we do pray. And it may not change the situation, but it changes the attitude of the situation. It makes it more bearable for us to go through. It's like God gives us thongs to walk upon those hot sands. And so God is thinking about us, and the Savior walking through the hot sands of life is that which gives us support. It's divine support. Hebrews 11:12 says, from one descendants the grains of sand, as the grains of sand. And the example is that God is giving to all of us. He's giving to all of us the beautiful thought that he is with us in this. But you say, that still doesn't help me. Well, here is where we have to shift gears and put on our spiritual eyes and listen to our heart house to see in these experiences God's grace, our faith. To be able to see in this the answer to that song we sometimes sing, ask the Savior to help you, comfort and help you. And then to listen to Peter as he writes in 1 Peter 5:7, cast your care upon him. Cast all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. Well, if he cared for me, why am I going through this? Well, you're going through this so that you'll become a stronger, better person. You're going through it so that others can be blessed through your experience, because this is not a selfish thing that we're trying to present. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Job says in Job 23:11, this is a free translation, he has acquainted himself with my beaten path, and when he has searched me out, I will come out shining. So when I walk through these hot sands, when you're walking through your hot sands, you are going to come through them. You are going to be the victor in it, because faith is going to grow amid the storms. It's a pathway. It's sort of like dual. It's a pathway of sorrow for us at times and joy, suffering and healing, tears and smile, trials and victories, conflicts and triumphs, hardships and perils, and buffeting of persecutions and misunderstanding and trouble and distress, all of which we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So in all the hot sands, right in the midst of the hottest, where our feet are burning, don't shrink back from the ordeal, but go on, Because God is there to meet you in the hot sands of your trials and to whisper His secrets to you. And this will make room for a shining face and a deeper faith, and we will find the treasures that are in the sand. So from a spiritual perspective, we can look down, and we do see just one set of prints. Because God is carrying you right now through your difficult situation. And if you don't believe it with your spiritual eyes, just look at your path. Because when it's the worst, when it's the darkest, when it's the dreariest, and when you think it's all caved in, God is holding you in the palm of His hand. He's helping you because, you see, as I look down, there are His footprints. There are His footprints. And I want to read the words of the footprints of Jesus. Bow your heads and listen, would you? Sweetly, Lord, have we heard Thee calling. Come, follow me. And we see where Thy footprints falling lead us to view. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. And though they lead over the cold, dark mountains seeking His sheep, or along by Siloam's fountain helping the weak, footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow, we will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. And then at last, when on high He sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at His throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. And Lord Jesus, as the connotation of the song is that we will follow Your footsteps, we are made aware that they're Your footsteps when we are in these rough times, and that You're with us and You're blessing us. And even though the pain is still there, even though the trouble is still there, even though the discouragement is still there, even though things are as black as they can be, still we know that You are with us to help us get through, that You haven't promised us a rose-covered or rose-strung pathway, but there are difficulties that we will conquer through You. So God, just give us the faith and the encouragement and the stamina, and give us the determination to seek You through all of these rough, hot experiences in which we are living right now. And God, we stand on that truth in Jesus' name. Would You stand right now? Lord, we stand with our feet firmly planted in this, Your temple, Your house of God. Thank You that we can stand firm with faith, believing that You are our Savior, and we bless You for that, Lord. Keep us strong in that. Bless our fellowship that follows. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name.
Matthew 11:28 says, "Come, all ye who are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I don't think there's anyone in here, in this room, that doesn't have a need. I'm going to challenge the body of Christ, because we are His ministers. He says, "Come." But oftentimes I'm afraid to say that we were wearied by all our ways, but we would not say it is hopeless. You found renewal of your strength, and so you did not faint. He says, no one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you. I don't know how much striving we're doing to lay hold of Him. To laying hold of the needs that we have to be met in our lives. We are the body of Christ. We are not an island unto ourselves. We are to reach out to one another. And I don't know about you, this is a time of ministry.